At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome to The Offseason, a show covering the Miami Dolphins, the NFL, pop culture, drinking culture, and of course, professional wrestling. Now, here are your hosts, Alf Artiaga, and myself, Merrick Brave.
And we're on, and welcome to The Offseason with myself and Merrick Brave. We've been with you, well, not all of the offseason. We promised that for next season, we'll be here for pretty much all of it, okay? But this year, we're essentially going to give you somewhere around 12 episodes, maybe, tops 10, something like that, because we're with you for, checks the calendar here, 3 more weeks. So we got 3 more shows past this one. So that's pretty good, right, Merrick?
Yeah, we're getting to the home stretch of this. And tell you the truth, Alf, I've had a lot of fun chatting here with you about Dolphins football and wrestling. And we had the very fun Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Finals run that ended in a championship for the South Florida squad, so that feels real good. Hopefully we can get the Dolphins on that same wavelength here pretty soon.
Yeah, and I was at that parade. And by the way, if you want to participate in any of these, you want to listen to these live, you want to talk to both of us because we're on here all the time. I answer every single question you ask of me. So does Chris, and so does Simon. If you want to become a member of our Discord, it's discord.gg/OnlyFans, and you become a member there for $3 a month. If you want to buy any of our designs, and who knows, maybe there'll be a wrestling design eventually.
Ooh, I like that.
Maybe. We shall see. You go to onlyfans.printify.me/products, and I've said this before, and I've said it on others' podcasts, and it occurred to me the other day that when I was pimping our wares on our store, I was saying that we're not trying to get rich off of anybody, and we charge the bare minimum for our t-shirts, and that our designs are better than everybody else's. And I believe that the podcast I was doing, they had their own store. So they might have, maybe they think that I was cutting a promo on their show. So maybe I'm not going to be invited back on that podcast, but we shall see. All right. But we do mean that. All right. Go to our store. You already are at our show. Go to our store, onlyfins.printify.me/products, and check out our designs. We're very, very proud of them. And we're not trying to get rich off of you. Okay. Go find the designs that we have on good shirts. We don't sell crap. We sell Bella Canvas shirts. Those are top of the line for $19.99. Our best designs, $19.99. And our show stuff is $17.99. You can't beat that. That does not exist anywhere else. So we're able to bring that to you at very, very cheap prices, and I hope you enjoy it. We even have coffee on there, Merrick, which is great.
And I'm very interested in trying this coffee eventually, because I'm a big coffee guy myself. I like my coffee every morning. And why not some 3YPC coffee, you know? Why not?
Yes. So, yeah, we have all that stuff on there, okay? And well, soon, who
real
knows?
Quick, though, I got to check you on something. You say you're not trying to get rich off this coffee. I wonder if is Chris already rich? I saw he's vacationing in Ibiza right now ahead of the big 3YPC return.
You know what's funny is at one time we were having a conversation, me, Chris, and Simon, and Simon just broke into the conversation and asked me, Alf, are you rich? Are you wealthy? And I'm like, no, I used to be at for a brief moment in time. And then 2008 came around and went. And I became a 100,000-aire instead of a millionaire. And that's okay. Chris does very well. I think if we go rich in intelligence, it's Simon, Chris, and I. Rich in wealth, it's Chris, I, and Simon. So we complement each other perfectly.
Yeah, and I mean, we're here for the Dolphins' knowledge anyways, but I think people like getting a little behind the curtain look at your guys'
Now, don't get me wrong.
Home lives.
I will pick up every single dollar that's laying anywhere, okay?
Of course.
For the podcast, okay? Because this is what I do for a living. Some people, I don't know, some people... teach wrestling at a wrestling school.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Some would be professional wrestlers. Some would be road agents. Some would be producers. I do this, okay? I talk Dolphins all year into a microphone. And I use this to pay my bills, pay my mortgage, pay all my bills. Okay?
What a charmed life you lead, Elf.
Yeah, so this is what I do. Speaking of what I do, I went to that parade on Sunday. What a blast. I had so much fun. That was, you know. And let me paint you a picture, okay? So we get down there, me, my wife, my daughter. We get down there, we get into the parking garage. And I guess, not to put it too bluntly, but I'm like autonomous when I get behind the wheel. Like you tell me, go here, and I just go. You know what I mean? Like, if you give me the wrong directions, I will show up there. You know, I will show up at the wrong directions, you know, blindly. You know what I mean? Quickly, but blindly. So I make sure to tell my wife, there's this Las Olas parking garage that's only about 13-minute walk to the beach from there, which is where the parade was at. And we were going to be at Bo's Beach to watch the parade, which is a big restaurant that's right there on the beach at Fort Lauderdale Beach off of Las Olas. And I forgot to check on my wife's sourcing of the directions. Because it turns out that there are three Las Olas parking garages.
Uh-oh.
And we picked the farthest one. So the dead giveaway was when we start walking and we're walking and we stop at a Starbucks. I'm like, let's stop at the Starbucks. We're early, you know what I mean? Because it's really early. It was like 7:15 and I knew that Bo's Beach was going to open at 8. So I'm like, man, it's way too early. So let's walk into this Starbucks, get a coffee, relax, and then we'll keep walking. We get the coffee and we're walking and we're walking and we're walking. And the dead giveaway is when I look over to my wife and I say, we're on the right street, I know that, but we seem kind of far. How far away by your phone is it from our destination? And she says, nah, it's only 1.1 mile. And I'm like, you sure? Yeah, it says 1.1 mile. And we're walking, and we're walking, and we're still walking, and we're still walking. And I ask again, and she says, 1.1 mile. And like, we've walked for at least a mile. And we passed the first Las Olas parking garage. And then it occurs to me. It occurs to me and I go, okay. On your phone, put where you are. And then redo it. And tell us how far away are we. And she recalculates. And she comes back with 3.9 miles. So I did the calculation. We walked half of a marathon. Because it was about six miles from the parking garage we stopped at to Bo's Beach. But yeah, I'm one of those. I'm very simple minded, man. When you give me a direction, I get in the car and I just drive and I park and that's it. You know?
Yeah, you need a better wingman.
Oh my God. But what a blast, you know? And I had a good time. You know, I had a really, really good time. I had my first beer like at 8:05 in the morning or something like that, which was great. I drank myself sober that day. I had my last beer like sometime past midnight, and I was still, I didn't feel any different, you know?
Wow.
But what a blast that was. And yes, I wasn't under a roof at Bowes Beach, so I was right next to the stage. I put a picture on Twitter. You could see it. So I could see where the stage is, but I was nice and dry sitting at a bar. So
that's the only way to do it, man. I mean, these opportunities, they don't arrive every single year, you know? We're fans of the Dolphins, so we know that we're 51 years since the last Super Bowl championship for this team.
Oh, God.
Hopefully, we don't have to wait too much longer, but there's no guarantees for that. You know, you've seen a couple Miami Heat championships in your lifetime, a couple Marlins championships in your lifetime, and now you got a Florida Panthers one to go with it. But I really think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Alf, that if the Dolphins win the Super Bowl, that's going to be the crowning achievement of your South Florida fandom. Am I wrong?
Yeah. It will feel like taking a shit, really.
Just relief.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if I'll be happy. I think it'll just be relief. Because, look, I've been spoiled by the Miami Heat. I'm a huge Heat fan. I've seen them in 7 finals. Think about that. 7 finals, and I've seen them win 3 titles, okay? I've seen the Panthers in 3 Stanley Cup finals and win one finally. So this one's fresh, okay? This one really, really feels good, okay? But it's just really because it's the latest one, you know? And it's the most satisfying because,
yeah,
you know how many times I've sat there like in a in random day in March, March 26th, and thought to myself, this team could make noise in the playoffs. Yeah. And then the playoffs roll around and they get swept in the first round. Okay, or they're not very good. And then finally, you know, 3 years ago, I remember telling everybody when they win the President's Cup, I remember telling everybody, I will be legit disappointed if they don't win the Stanley Cup. Then they get blasted off the ice in 4 games against the Lightning in round 2. And I'm like, you know what? They need to do something. When they made the Tkachuk trade, everything changed. And I really felt good about the team, even though they didn't have a great regular season that year. But they're going to be good going forward. But the Dolphins winning a championship, man, I really do believe it'll feel like relief. You know?
Do you see any parallels between what the Florida Panthers did, you know, and kind of ramping up and having successful seasons but not getting the job done and then finally breaking through this year? Do you see any parallels between what the Panthers did and what the Dolphins have done these last couple seasons, you know, having good years, having revolutionary offenses, but not being able to win games when it matters most, and that's the postseason. Do you see them this year, 2024, being able to kind of mirror what the Panthers did this past season and maybe possibly break through and have some postseason success and, dare I say, a Super Bowl berth?
100% absolutely positively yes. Okay? And I'll tell you why. If you compare all the different teams in town, the Heat build for these short runs, for these short 4 or 5 year runs. And they spent pretty much like 2 or 3 years building for those short 4 or 5 year runs. And they've had a lot of success. You can't argue with their success for what they've done. Okay? So, and who knows where they are right now. They might be in the middle of that build toward that 4 year run of success. Although, you know, they went to the finals in 2020 and the finals in 2023. You know? So, you know, it's hard to complain with 2 finals appearances inside of 4 years, but this run kind of seems like it's dying out. What the Dolphins have done is similar to what the Panthers have done. They've built a base. They've believed in that base. They've believed in it. They've cultivated it. They're building around it. And right now they have that core. And that core, all they're doing is tinkering around the edges, but they're not messing with that core whatsoever. That core is the core and it's not changing. That's what the Panthers are doing. Like, the Panthers are built to be good for at least 5 more seasons. Okay? And, you know, you're talking about their best players. You're talking about their top 6, 7, 8 guys are all under contract. Not counting the goaltender, but they're going to change that out pretty soon. The Dolphins are doing something very similar. They've built this core from 2020. They're cultivating it. Have they had the success that you wanted? No, you really wanted to take that step of winning the division title, especially when you had that game at home against the Bills, okay? You wanted to take that step. But are there parallels? Absolutely. Like, this team is building towards something. Now, is it going to lead to that Super Bowl berth and a championship? You know, to be seen. You know, to be determined. But so far, so good, although there's been one misstep, one obvious misstep. But there's a lot of parallels, right down to changing the coach. Think about it, okay? So there's a lot of parallels between the two teams. And oddly enough, Paul Maurice, yeah, he's older. So people that are going to compare him to Mike McDaniel say, wait a minute, they're going to be farther apart. Listen to their press conferences and you tell me if they're similar or not. Okay, both guys put on comedy acts. Both guys are pretty fun-loving at a press conference. And I will say this. Mike McDaniel doesn't have that reputation, but I can tell you, he's pretty fiery himself in practice. Like, he's a guy that will get into his guys to get them to play right and play well. They both have a system that they believe in and that they're married to. So, yeah, there's a lot of parallels, man. Hopefully it ends the same way, right?
I mean, we've all been hoping for that for quite a long time, you know, sticking with the Dolphins here. Any news, you know, I haven't seen any online, but any news that you might know, maybe behind the scenes in regards to not only just a Tua contract, that, you know, that's the big news, but a Tyreek Hill restructure or a new contract, added years, anything on either of those guys that you know, Alf?
No, there's nothing on that, that I know of.
Tyreek Hill. Radio silence.
Yeah, radio silence. Although Tyreek Hill, I believe he said this on the Dive Bar, podcast, which those guys are doing a great job. They're getting a lot of good guests. I think Tyreek Hill said that his goal right now was to win a Super Bowl, not a contract. And that's good because I don't think the Dolphins are interested in giving him a new contract. And pretty soon they're going to start running out of money. Okay. They're in the choosing which bill to pay mode right now, okay? So money is running out. Now, can they do something with Tyreek Hill's last year? Probably. Extended a year? Possibly. But there's going to have to be some cooperation. That's what I would say. And, you know, Tyreek is approaching that age where, you know, diminished returns. Although, you know, it's hard to say that when he just had his two career years, right? But, you know, they got to get this Tua thing done. Get that done. Get it in the rearview mirror because that can be a distraction. And I would predict it would be a distraction.
What are the chances they let Tua play on this fifth-year option?
As it gets into training camp, the chances increase. But since there is some time here, there's 3 weeks now. You know, notice it's getting closer. There's 3 weeks now. You got a three-week deadline for the first deadline to get this done. And then you have the first preseason game. And then once you get that first preseason game, then you have another deadline, which is the regular season. And once it's the regular season, then, yeah, they're not doing anything. And you're really losing – you're really running the risk of damaging your hopes this year, damaging your team. Because I'm here to tell you, and I think Omar Kelly's talked about this on his own podcast, Tua is not only appreciated, he's revered on this team. That C on his chest means something. And they don't take care of him. I think that hurts. I think that hurts the team. And I think it hurts the psyche of the team. And do I think Tua will play well? Yeah, I think he'll play well. Because he's possibly then auditioning for his next team. So they got 3 weeks. They got to get this done.
One more on Tua here, Alf. You know, Mike McDaniel comes from that Kyle Shanahan tree. So did Sean McVay. And Sean McVay traded his first-round quarterback, Jared Goff, to the Detroit Lions for Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford led the team to the Super Bowl. Do you think there's any of that, you know, going on in the back of Mike McDaniel's mind? Do you think he would entertain trading Tua Tagovailoa to acquire a different quarterback or maybe sign somebody like a Dak Prescott if he doesn't get a deal done with the Cowboys? You know, is there any of that where maybe Mike McDaniel's looking around the league and saying, you know, I really like Tua, but I could really see another quarterback taking the Dolphins over the hump and leading them to bigger success than maybe he feels Tua can? Because I personally feel like McDaniel loves Tua, but you do hear, you know, some of these loud voices on social media saying that maybe that's a better option. Do you think Mike McDaniel thinks that that's an option?
I think there's only one realistic upgrade option, and I say upgrade with an asterisk, okay? Because he would be a short-term upgrade, in my opinion, and that's Dak Prescott. Now, how stupid would they look if they just let Tua walk or they traded him under the tag, okay? And then they go and they hand Dak Prescott more money than Tua ever asked for. And you get pretty much the same result. But you get it for a shorter period of time because Dak Prescott is longer in the tooth. Mm-hmm. That would be remarkably dumb, I think. And I don't think that this regime is dumb, so I don't think that they will do something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering. I'm wondering, there's 3 weeks left. Tick-tock, right? you know, like, I really do believe in these three deadline theory, okay? Like, they got to get something done here soon, okay? So, we got 3 weeks. By the way, there's a question in the chat before we transition to some other things. And the question comes from DomV63, which he's a member, longstanding member on OnlyFans. And he writes, I have a question. Can you go over how dangerous it would be to have Tyreek in the slot and how it would manipulate coverages and create crazy-ass mismatches? Yes. And now that you got Odell Beckham, you can do that. You can do things like that. You can move him in the slot. You could have him press safeties deep, which is going to allow one-on-one coverage on the outside. Here's a very simple offense 101. If you put a good deep threat in the slot, he would occupy a safety, and I know it's counterintuitive. Imagine how an offense lines up, right? You have a wide receiver out wide left, you have a wide receiver out wide right, and you have the slot receiver to the right, okay? And you send that slot receiver deep. It's easier, okay? And I know it's counterintuitive when you start thinking about it. It's easier to double 9 routes, run from the outside than it is to double 9 routes when run from the inside. So if you send Tyreek deep from the slot, it should open up stuff backside for Waddle going deep, or maybe even Achane. Okay? So when you have them both out wide and you have a slot receiver running, let's say a dig, 9 times out of 10, although rarely, and you saw it sometimes, Carolina kept doing it, by the way. Denver kept doing it over and over again, which was all kinds of stupid. but you see, you run that dig from the slot, and they drive on it, and they leave one of your two guys deep open. Jets did it as well, but the Jets only had one guy to worry about, which was even weirder, okay? Because they only had Jalen Waddle to worry about, and sure enough, they were selling out all over the place inside. And then Miami figured out, you know what? If they're going to play this philosophy, we're just going to place Waddle in the slot and just, you know, cook them inside. And sure enough, it worked.
Oh, he did.
So, yes, Tyreek from the slot, man, that should pay big dividends. You have a threat from the slot going deep. It's going to occupy a safety no matter what. Okay, and it should open up somebody else to go deep, field side if you're running it, play side if you're running it, field side. So, yes, that's something that I do expect to pay a lot of dividends for this team. Well, since we last spoke last, Merrick, Paul Heyman, RIP.
Yes, sir. How shocking was that?
He's 60 years old, right? Am I correct, or is he a little younger?
He's not a young man.
He's 60, or let me check. He's 58.
Yeah.
He's 58.
Well, okay. Hey, I'm 38, and I still don't take bumps like that.
Yeah, that was he wasn't helping them, but come on, man. He's a 58-year-old man. You know what I mean? So those bumps that he took were pretty bad, okay? Yes. This storyline is so good. It's headed somewhere even better. Jacob Fatu. By the way, they unveiled Jacob Fatu's entrance. Did you see that?
Yeah. What a unit, man. What a unit.
And that logo. Like, I am willing. Let's do it. Do you know somebody who could get t-shirt sale data? Who would know who's the top guy at WWE as far as merch?
It's funny you asked that.
Somebody other than Seth Rollins.
We have a clothing line as well, and the guy who designs all of our merchandise actually works for WWE, and he works in their merchandising department, and he is privy to all of that knowledge, yes.
Okay, if you could just, under the guise of sources say next week.
Sure.
Do you think they'll have data, Jacob Fatu data, next week?
It's possible. I'm not sure if those are monthly or weekly or biweekly or what, but it's possible.
Okay, when you could get that, that'd be good, because I have my own sources, okay? And it's the Alf buys a t-shirt source. And I think I've already revealed who, the t-shirts that I own, okay? I own Stone Cold. I own Brock Lesnar. I own Roman Reigns. And I'm going to own Jacob Fatu's t-shirt now soon. What a logo.
Wow.
What a logo. That entrance was absolute fire. Yeah, that entrance was absolute fire. I was going to call you earlier in the week and tell you, hey, man, let's do a top 10 entrance.
Oh, wow.
Of all time. You think we could build one right now on the air? We got time here.
Just on the fly?
Yeah, you think we could build it?
On that?
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, can we, let's, you know what? Let me get a pen. You got a pen and paper so you could keep track?
I'll pull up a notepad on my computer here.
All right, I'm working on it too. I think we could come to a consensus, right? On number one is the Undertaker?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, Undertaker for sure.
Okay. Now let's work on the rest of these. Okay.
Okay, if we're going by just entrance and not work, I really got to put Goldberg up there.
Yes, let's put Goldberg on the side, because I like everything about it. I like everything about it. The cops walking him, the security walking him to the ring.
Headbutting the door.
Headbutts the door. He inhales the pyro. All of that works. Yeah. The chants from the crowd. That also works, too. So the crowd, like, this has nothing to do with once the bell rings, okay? This has to do with walking to the ring, the music. The criteria is simple. The walk to the ring, the music, the ambiance, and does the crowd like it, okay?
Yeah.
Because it could be extremely theatric, and if the crowd is absolutely dead, then it's not a good entrance. It's as simple as that. Yeah. You know what I mean? All right,
so we got Undertaker, we got Goldberg. You got another one you want to add to the top 10
here? Look, one is a lock, okay? I think there's two that are historical locks, okay? And they must be in the top 10, and then we could put them where we think are all right. I think you could just pull them right now, and we'll figure out where we slot them, okay? Sure. Ric Flair's entrance.
Okay, love it.
That music hits. He poses at the top of the stage. He shows you his robe.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets to see the robe. And then
Styling and profiling,
and then he walks right to the ring, all business. And the other one that has to be there historically is Pomp and Circumstance, Randy Savage. Because when I was a kid, I heard that music. He came out, he pointed at the crowd, he did the little spin. Even if he had Miss Elizabeth or he had Sensational Sherry, it always worked. So those two are on the back burner, but they absolutely go on the list. So that's Savage and that's Flair.
So we got four on the list with Taker, Goldberg, Flair, and Savage. I got to throw out, and you own a T-shirt of this guy, I got to throw out Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Absolutely.
With the glass breaking, no nonsense, just straight to the point. You know, the music's super cool, and he's the working man, you know what I mean? And he came out there to kick ass. He wants to beat the shit out of his boss.
Save big money this October at Menards. October is fire safety month. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more. Kidde home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Get a Kidde direct wire smoke alarm. A hardwired smoke alarm also has a AA battery backup for coverage in case of power outages. Save big at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows a resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Boss, like, we can all relate to that, right?
It works. And you hear the glass, and it's your ass. And I used to, there was a T-shirt that made a run, and I later found out that it's considered, like, an expensive, like, you know, people that collect wrestling T-shirts are looking for the shirt because it was very short run, and it was because WWE pulled it. But it was you hear the glass and it's your ass.
Right.
They got rid of that T-shirt. I never bought it. But if they do make it again, I would buy it. It's awesome. All right.
We got five on the list of our top 10 here. We're just doing this on the fly. We didn't talk about this in advance. We didn't say, hey, let's do this. This is live content for you guys, you listeners of the off-season here. We got Taker, Goldberg, Flair, Savage, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. You got another one for me, Alf?
I'm thinking of tag teams. I love the Dudleys. I always love the Dudleys' entrance. They have great music. You know, they have great music. They walk to the ring with the tables. You know what I mean? It's just it's just a great aesthetic. They do the 3D. The crowd, you know, the crowd responds by giving the 3D back. So let's just put the Dudleys right there below. Like, the other four are locks for the list, but the Dudleys, just in case that, you know, we don't put them on.
I got another team for you. This is a faction, but I got to go with my boy Seth Rollins, but not his singles entrance. I'm going with the Shield.
I agree.
Coming from the crowd, Sierra, Hotel, Indio, Echo, Lima, Delta,
yeah.
The Shield. I think Shield. That's a great entrance.
It is. Absolutely great. And since we're pointing factions, then you got to put the Freebirds.
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, the inventors of entrance music.
Yeah, they come to the ring. It's a Freebird. And then they came to the ring with Bad Street USA. So yeah. It all worked, okay? It worked not particularly politically correct for 2024, but back then it was all right, you know, waving a big giant Confederate flag. It worked back then. Trust me when I tell you, it worked back then. All right.
I'm going to throw one out. Tell me what you think about this one, Alf. What do you think about Kane's entrance?
The Big Red Machine. I liked how.
The big Red Machine. He's got the cool song. The lights go out. You got the red glow. He comes in. He throws his arms down, and you got the fire pyro shooting from the ring posts.
Yeah, Kane, let's keep him on the back burner as well. Because remember, we already have four that are locks, which means that there's five spoken for. Let's keep Kane right there. And since we're putting in spooky and red and great music, The Brood has to be in there as well.
Ah, wow, yeah. I forgot about that. That's a great entrance. Okay. Right, I love that.
So they go in as well. Are we missing anybody? Big stars. How about Triple H had 5,000 entrances. I think that disqualifies him. Do you agree? Or do you like his Motorhead entrance?
I mean, he had some good songs. I think he's got the iconic water spit, though. Like, that's his thing. Like, nobody else can do that now. Otherwise, people go, oh, you're ripping off Triple H.
So, all right, so let's go with time to play the game, the game entrance. Not the King of Kings entrance or the other one. The game, although they're all great songs. The game entrance, I think that's a lock, and I think that means that there's six spots spoken for.
You're saying six, but looking at my list here, we've got Undertaker, Goldberg,
yes,
Ric Flair,
yes,
Macho Man,
yes,
Stone Cold,
yes,
The Shield,
yes,
Freebirds,
yes,
The Brood, and Triple H. That's nine on the top ten, and we got Kane and the Dudley Boys in the also receiving votes category.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll get a couple more, and I think we could. We could start doing our list.
I mean, I was always a fan of Shawn Michaels' entrance. You know, he's got his own theme song that he sung, especially that WrestleMania 12 entrance where he comes down on the zip line.
Not a fan of the song. Not a fan of the song.
Well, I mean, if you're looking at Stone Cold for being the working man and the average dude and the ass kicker, Shawn Michaels kind of the opposite of that. You know what I mean? He got all the girls interested in him, but a lot of the dudes weren't a big fan of that.
All right, let's put him on that list to see if he makes it on. Attitude Era, we haven't even mentioned him, but he's the final boss. He's had a bunch of different iterations of his theme song. I'm going to go Attitude Era theme song, the original, which then later became the current one. I did not like the one that started with The Rock Says. You remember that one?
Yep.
Okay. He used to say, The Rock Says, The Rock Says, The Rock Says. No, The Rock doesn't say. I don't like that entrance music.
I do like his current heel final boss Rock.
But it starts with the one that I'm including here, which is, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? And then you hear the drum, and then you hear the guitar wailing, right?
And then they got shots of Miami, right?
Yes.
On the Titantron.
Yes. Yes. And later on, they changed it to Lightning Bolts because he kept calling himself the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. Yeah. So that one makes it on. I think we could go two more. You got a couple more that we could put on here?
I got one. I got one that I feel like you're going to agree with here. Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, yes.
Your ass better call somebody.
Yes. And then he walks through the ring cutting a promo, which is essentially the walking entrance. So, yes, the New Age Outlaws, they make it on. Are we leaving anybody? Because this is very WWE-centric list, except with a couple of old-school acts. Are we missing anybody from...
A big one that sticks out to me would be like the NWO.
How can we leave this one on? And I think this one's a lock for the top 10.
New World Order?
No, Sandman.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Come on. And I was reminded how good this entrance was because they showed it on when they did that documentary, when they did the
Sandman, the ring,
the dark side of the ring of the Sandman. And the Sandman said, I made it a point to walk behind columns and then walk behind bleachers, because it was true. The music hit and you saw him, and he had the kendo stick, right? And then all of a sudden he would disappear because he's walking behind stuff, because he's working his way toward the ring. And then he appears again. And then you don't see him again. Then all of a sudden he appears, and then he's in the crowd, and now he's popping beers with the fans. Yes, great entrance.
And if your entrance before you even hit the ring, you got to be on the list, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sandman was one of those wrestlers where I was like, okay, the entrance is done. I'm not too interested in what happens next.
Yeah.
But the entrance electrifying, and he goes in the top 10 guaranteed. Do you think there's anybody we're missing? WCW, so, old school?
I think of Hulk Hogan, you know, very iconic entrance song. You know, USA, USA, he comes out there waving the
a real American. He comes out to a real American, but here's the problem with that one. Then he came out to Voodoo Child, and it was the best entrance ever from WCW.
Probably, yeah.
You know? And I know you said NWO. I don't want to include them because they changed it right away. Like, that iconic theme song was only there for a year, and then they brought it back for the WWE, remember? Because then they went to the Wolfpack theme song, remember?
Right.
Which absolutely I despised, okay? Like, that didn't work, okay? A couple of 6'6 and 6'9 giant white guys coming out to West Coast rap music? No. It doesn't work for me, unless it's like a joke.
Kevin Nash does love his rap music, though.
Yes, he really does. But it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. It just, for those guys, it doesn't work. Like, look.
If I'm looking at this list right now, Alf, we got 12 in a top 10, so we might have to... We might have to skim a couple off the top here. We got Taker. We got Goldberg. We got Ric Flair. Randy Savage. We got Stone Cold. The Shield. The Freebirds. The Brood. Triple H. Specifically his The Game music. And then we got Heel Rock. And then New Age Outlaws and The Sandman. If I'm looking here, I feel like the first one I want to take off is maybe Triple H.
And it might be the best game. It might be the best song of the entire group.
Yeah, yeah, great song, and he's got the iconic water spit.
But if you changed it often, that kind of disqualifies you, right?
It might.
Although this is the one that won. This is the final entrance, right? That he made. So you want to disqualify him? Let's disqualify him.
All right, he's off the list. So now we got to eliminate one more.
All right, let's put in the locks first. Sandman, where do you want to place him? He's a lock.
Yeah, I think that's a lock. Just it's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
I think Taker's a lock.
Taker's number one. I think that's a consensus number one. We agree?
Yeah, I would say so.
People bought tickets to see it. Think about that.
I saw it live from the side of the stage. And when that fire went off, the pyro went off at WrestleMania 31, I got goosebumps, literal, actual goosebumps. I thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. WWE came down to Kaseya Center, which is where the Heat play, a few years ago, and they announced special guest Undertaker. I immediately bought tickets. Whenever they say special guest, that means he's just cutting a promo. He's not saying anything. You know what I mean? He's not doing anything. He's not wrestling or anything. Okay. I immediately bought a ticket. Why? I wanted to see the entrance.
You just got to see it. You got to see it at least once.
Yeah. So I got to see the entrance, and that was good enough. All the lights go off. You hear dong, and that's it. It's great. Somebody put in the chat, the Hardy Boys. Nah, you know, I'm not a tween, so no. They're great.
Not a tween. They're not tweens either anymore.
But no, gosh. No, they're not. But they used to appeal to tweens, you know.
Yeah, the song was fun. They came out and they did the dance, and you know, Jeff Hardy had the face paint, the glow in the dark face paint later on in his career. But I agree with you, Alf. Probably not a top 10 entrance in my mind. However, if we're looking at this list, I think you gotta lock in Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think the glass breaking really cements him as one of the top entrances of all time. It's iconic.
Somebody put in the chat, Rikishi is top three. Well, Rikishi with Scotty Tuhati and what was the name of
it? Brian Christopher.
Yes. But what was his name? His nickname?
I don't know why. I can't remember.
Grandmaster. His name was
Grandmaster Sexy.
Yes. Yeah. Grandmaster Sexay, remember?
Sexay, yeah.
Yes. So
I'm actually good friends with Scotty Tuhati. I worked with him down at NXT, and he has paid a visit to my wrestling school and actually wrestled for the independent promotion that I run. So Scotty Tuhati, big, big fan of his. And
that should be mine, they so. Should be shown to anybody that wants to do any comedy during a show. Show those guys. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You don't do it how you do it on AEW. Okay, so you show AEW. You say you don't do it like that. Now you put on tape of Rikishi with Scotty Too Hotty and Grandmaster Sexay. That is how you do comedy at a wrestling show.
Side note, Scotty Too Hotty was never actually professionally trained to be a pro wrestler. He kind of lucked into things and ended up picking it up along the way, but carved out a nice career for himself.
Yeah. No, great entrance. All right, Stone Cold, number two. You want to put him at number two all time?
I would. Yeah, I do. I do think I would.
All right. And a couple of guys that we got, just housekeeping. Edge, I love it. Yeah. I love everything about it, but this list is way too strong. Randy Orton, also.
That was my next one, yep.
Great song, great entrance. Everything works. His slow walk to the ring, the pose with from the second rope. All of that works, but this list is way too strong.
Like, and the bloodline elf.
Oh my God, it's great, but it's young, and now it's going through changes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
if we're just gonna do that, then I'm just gonna tell you, all right, put Jacob Fatu in there because that entrance was fire. I don't remember the last time. Oh, that's a good one. Somebody just put it in the chat. Batista.
Oh, there you go with the machine guns. Pop, 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 pop,
yes,
pop.
Yes, yes. But this list is too strong. I think we got our 10. We just got to pare it down and put up 10. We got Undertaker number one. We got Stone Cold number two. All right, Ric Flair must be on this list. Where are you comfortable placing him at?
It's going to sound weird, but if we got Taker one and we got Stone Cold two, I really feel like I have to go Goldberg three. Not as a worker, not as a wrestler. I was never a fan of Goldberg, the wrestler.
Well, it was all squash entrance matches. There was never a match. It was just, he goes out there, he kills you, and you die, and that's it. End of story.
But if we're just basing this on entrances alone, he's got the security team that comes out with him. He headbutts the door. He busts himself open. He comes out. All the sparkler like pyro's going. He inhales the smoke and then blows it out and just is snarling and growling the whole time. Just entrances alone. Goldberg, for me, Goldberg's number three.
Great one in the chat. The Ultimate Warrior. He sprinted to the ring.
That's a really good one, too.
And then shook the ropes, and then he did a 3-minute match, and it was over. And that was it.
Because he was blown up from his entrance.
Yeah. He did the press slam, he did the splash, and that was it. It's a wrap. You died, and you went away, and that was it. And Ultimate Warrior won.
That's a great one. We might have to take somebody off, because that really is a great one. But, okay, so we got Taker 1, Stone Cold 2. I have Goldberg 3. I don't know how you feel about that.
I'm with it. I think we could put it there. Sandman is a lock. I'm comfortable putting him 10 because this is going to be a very, very strong list, but he's a lock, right? So Sandman.
Then if we go Goldberg 3, then I feel like Flair slots in at 4 there. He didn't do a lot during his entrance, but he didn't need to because you knew exactly who he was.
And it was the same for 1,000 years. It was the same for 1,000 years, which made it a great entrance, okay? That's why some of the great ones, like Dusty Rhodes, you know, great song, okay? When you heard, and although people forget that this is only a WWE creation, okay? He came out to the ring at WCW and the NWA to a bunch of different songs, okay? And WWE is where he came to the ring with American Dream, that song, okay? You remember, right? Yeah, and then he used to swing a billy club when he had the feud with the Big Boss Man. So he doesn't belong. I really want to put Cody on there, but man, we're talking. You know, it's essentially a 2-year run with this song. You know.
Yeah.
You know, and it's great.
Some great parodies of Cody's song on the internet. If you ever get a chance to check that.
Are they funny parodies or?
Yeah, maybe not politically correct parodies, but they're funny.
I love the voiceover. There's more than one. You know, there's more than one royal family in professional wrestling. Yeah, Cody, there's like four or five. You forget the Grahams?
There's a ton of them, yeah.
There's a ton of them. Like, yeah, you want to talk about nepotism? Wrestling is built on nepotism, and it's the good type of nepotism where they're all good. They're all good at their jobs.
Yeah. Grow up in the business, you're good.
Yes.
Okay, so if we go Taker 1, Stone Cold 2, Goldberg 3, Flair 4.
Savage belongs on this list no matter what. Pomp and Circumstance is a great song. It felt big. I remember being a kid watching that entrance, and every Macho Man entrance felt like a big deal. And he made it a big deal by pointing at everybody, taking his time, taking forever to get to the ring. It worked. It worked. And it worked with Elizabeth. It worked with Elizabeth. It worked with Sensational Sherry. It worked. It was great. So
you want to put him at number five?
Yeah, I think he deserves it. It's a great entrance. It just is. The song is great. It's just great.
I love it.
Think about it. It's the first note. Like, the song has to, like, the entrance has to grab you from the first note, right? Undertaker, you hear the gong, right? Stone Cold, you hear the glass break. Savage, you hear, boom, 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 boom. You hear the song building up. And you hear Pomp and Circumstance.
And we all wanted to do a Savage impression during our high school graduation.
Absolutely. The same song. Absolutely. Yeah.
So if we go Savage 5, I feel like we have to go Freebird 6 because they essentially invented the entrance.
And they had two of them. And people forget, the original song they came to the ring with was Freebird. The second song they came into the ring with was Bad Street USA, which is a song that they made. Which is actually pretty cool. Like, if you have time, go to YouTube. Our dear listener, go to YouTube, check out Bad Street USA. Tell me if that's not a good song. Remember, it's in the parlance of the early 80s, okay?
Yes.
It's a damn good early 80s rock and roll song. It's a good rock and roll. I don't know who Ghost sang some parts, but I do know that Michael P.S. Hayes did some of the leads. So that's
what
a great song.
He is.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Alf, we got four left that we need to rank if we're putting Sam in at 10. So we got 1 through 6, and we got Sam in at 10. Here are the others that we need to rank. We need to rank The Shield. We need to rank The Brood, The Rock, and The New Age Outlaws. Actually, that might be too many.
Six, yeah. Seven, all right.
That's
so,
11.
All right. You had Shawn Michaels in there. I'll sacrifice the Dudleys if you sacrifice Shawn Michaels.
Okay. They're both off the list.
All right. So now we got Kane. We got the New Age Outlaws.
We got
the Shield.
On the list right now. We got the Brood.
And the Brood.
And the Rock.
And the Rock. Who's the next to go? Let's sacrifice Kane. Agree?
Okay. Yeah, I'll take them off the list.
And then that leaves us with three, right? And then we could just slot them.
No, we got to sacrifice one more. Either the Shield, the Brood, the Rock, or the New Age Outlaws.
Wow.
That's tough.
You come through the crowd. It's like how they say, you come out of a box, you're immediately over. So, yeah, you come out of the crowd, you're over. Because only the people that come out of the crowd are the ones that are over with the fans because everybody gets excited to see them. You know what I mean?
Get to touch them, take pictures with them, all that.
Yeah, like, there's nothing cooler than buying a ticket. And because I remember the last time I went to a WWE show at the Kaseya Center, the Shield was in full bloom. And they made an appearance. But I remember looking at my seats and I'm like, are they going to walk down this aisle? I kept thinking to myself. And I'm like, no, they're not, because we have the camera position. The camera's behind us.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the ring the correct way, the way you see it on TV. That's the wrong way if the Shield was going to come in, because they're going to come in the opposite way so you can see them on camera.
Yep.
So I'm like, no, we're sitting in the wrong seats. So then I come in through here. So, yeah, let's put the Shield in there.
All right. So are we eliminating the Brood, the Rock, or the Outlaws? I don't think we can eliminate the Rock.
No. Let's eliminate the Brood because all of them had great entrances on their own. Although they did come up through fire. Don't we have to have somebody that comes up through fire?
And they came out from underneath the stage.
Yeah, there's too much going on in that entrance. Yeah, the Brood goes in. Out of respect to the others, let's put the Brood at number 9, okay?
Yeah, gotcha.
And we're down to
The Shield, The Rock, and the New Age Outlaws.
Look, the Shield's too good. Let's put the Shield at 8 and the Rock at 7.
Okay.
Do we have it?
The New Age Outlaws. They're an honorable mention. But yes, so here we go.
Yeah, so
top 10 wrestling entrances of all time. At number 1,
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Number 2, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Number 3,
Goldberg.
Number 4,
Ric Flair.
Yes, sir. Number 5,
Randy Savage, pomp and circumstance. All entrances.
Six, the innovators.
They were all the same. They were all great until he went to WCW. People forget when they kept saying, you know, Savage is not so great at WCW. First of all, he got too big. Second of all, he got rid of that entrance.
And he was old.
So, yeah. Number 6, the Freebirds. Any one of them. Bad Suit USA was good. Freebird entrance was great. They invented the genre. So, yeah. 7, The Rock. And we're going to go with the original.
Simply heel version.
Yeah, the mix of. The heel version is a mix of his babyface version, which was. Because if you remember, his heel version in Attitude Era was The Rock Says. And then he had the babyface version, which was, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? And then you hear the 2 drum beats, and the music hits, and you hear the guitar. Now it's a mix of both. So we're going with the babyface version and the babyface heel version, final boss version. So they both work. I did not like the original heel version. That was not a good version. Number 8, The Shield. So good that Roman Reigns, when they give him his first run, just stole the music.
Kept doing it.
He kept doing it. Now he has some type of opera stuff. You know what? As good as he is, I don't dig this. The entrance is great because it takes forever to get to the ring. And Paul Heyman is looking up at the belt, and then he has the praying hands, and he's looking at him admiringly. It just works. But the music, I don't know. That music doesn't say Samoa to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Jacob Fatu's entrance is insane. Number 9, The Brood come up through the fire. It's Edge and Christian and Gangrel. Gangrel is holding the chalice. I could see it now. That music hits. The music could be playing like at the club in the opening scene in Blade. It just works. Yeah. The music is spooky. The lights are red. There's a little bit of smoke. They come up through the fire. Gangrel is smiling. So is Christian and Edge. Just works. And it's dark and they're wearing sunglasses. Like that, you're over right away, right? Like that works.
Yeah.
So, and then number 10, the Sandman. You can't argue with it. This is our list. It's a great list. Your favorite out of the 10?
My number 1 favorite out of the 10, I'm going to go with Ric Flair. I love Ric Flair. He's just the man. He doesn't have to do much other than hop out there to a cool-ass song and show us his robe. And we know right away that he doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk.
Yeah, and it wasn't nothing extra. He showed you the robe. He gave you a twirl. And in his face, people mistakenly think that he kept wooing to the ring. He never did. He had the game face on. He only wooed in promos and during matches when he did the chops. But when he came out to the ring, it's just a great look. Yeah, I'm going to say Flair as well for me. Yeah, it's a great entrance. A close second for me is Randy Savage. You know, come on. Such a great entrance, you know.
Yep.
And they all worked.
We did it, Alf.
Yes. That was a great, great list. All right. And I think we're done for the week. I think we could do.
That's it.
Maybe we could do one next week. Maybe managers, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'll dazzle you with where I play Sensational Sherry, because I happen to think she's one of the greatest of all time. And doesn't get.
She was awesome.
Doesn't get her proper due, in my opinion. Speaking of Randy, Macho Man Savage, she was so great. Okay,
when
he was the Macho King, and she was Queen Sherry. How great was
Queen
that shit?
Sherry.
How great was that? You know?
It was fun, Alf. Man, you got my nostalgia kicking in right here.
Yeah,
right
she was here. Born in the wrong era. Can you imagine a sensational Sherry versus Rhea Ripley feud nowadays?
Ooh, that would be fun. Spicy.
Yeah, but she was born in the wrong era. Yeah, back then, you had to be beautiful. You had to be a valet. She was the first one to actually say, you know what, fuck this valet bullshit. You know what I mean? I'm going to be a manager. I'm going to help cheat. I'm going to be completely despicable, and I'm going to bring heat to my heel.
Yeah.
You know, she was absolutely great. All right, we're going to call it right there. We went pretty long, but I think you can enjoy us building this list for you. Maybe we have another list next week, but till then.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to The Offseason, American Alpha. Until next time, raise your fins, raise your glasses, and we'll talk to you next week.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.